And continuing with our movie segment, it's time now for Summary Judgment, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams.
It's been a week since Halloween, meaning it's time for the first Christmas movie of the year. The comedy Elf stars Will Ferrell as a child raised by Santa's elves.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
No, buddy, you're not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. You're just special.
Reviewers are much taken with Ferrell's green and yellow costume. The LA Weekly thinks he looks adorably like a giant zucchini, while Slate's Michael Agger is won over by Ferrell's enthusiasm. Jon Favreau, the star of Swingers, might seem an odd choice to direct, but the Los Angeles Times says he brings sophisticated glee and a sense of innocent fun to what could have been a moribund traditional family film. That leaves New York Magazine to play the Grinch. It wanted something a tad more satirical than this Hallmark card of a movie. Next is the final part of the Matrix trilogy, The Matrix Revolutions, starring Keanu Reeves.
Do you see what's out there?
Yes.
If you tell me we'll make it, I'll believe you.
We'll make it. We have to.
How did something that started out so cool get so dorky, asks the LA Times. Film Threat has an answer. Once the directors dragged us down the rabbit hole, they had nothing left to show, just hokum and ideas stolen from other films. Some critics are able to tune out the clunky dialogue. Awed by the main battle sequence, Newsweek says, if Jackson Pollock had made science fiction action movies, they might look something like this. But that's not enough for most reviewers. The Matrix Revolutions is a lot like playing a video game with someone else's hands on the controls, says the New York Post. And finally this week is the romantic comedy Love Actually.
Okay. Well, truth is, I'm in love.
Aren't you a bit young to be in love?
No.
Oh, okay.
The directorial debut of Four Weddings and a Funeral writer Richard Curtis shamelessly compresses 8 or 9 surefire hits into one booming ode to amour, says The Onion. Curtis's alter ego, Hugh Grant, plays the British Prime Minister, but he's just one of an endless parade of subplots and British stars. The result is more like a record label's greatest hits compilation than an actual movie, gripes the New York Times. But The Hollywood Reporter can't help falling in love. This movie, for all its calculation and manipulation, comes from a true believer.
Slate's Ben Williams with today's Summary Judgment.